And we're live. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to everybody in the chat. I'm BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of RefugeMedical.com, Refuge Training, president of Caleb House, president of Grindstone Ministries. And today, your intelligence analyst, aka talking head on the interwebs. Appreciate you all. Thank you for being here. If you're new here, you know what to do. Subscribe. Don't be a chump. Subscribe. Do it. Click the button and ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you absolutely know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. Can I get a signals check in the chat? 5x5 question mark. Thank you, Nostra Dumbass 5x5. Appreciate you. Today, we're talking about totally not spy baroon, as well as global economy, missile strikes in Ukraine, and Starlink drones. It's FAFO Friday. Cheers to everybody in the chat. A little kofefe. We've been run a little ragged. Praise the Most High. Doing op 4 for an FTX. And let's just say your DOD is absolutely positive that we're going to have a whole bunch of hot wars in the very near future. I cannot say more unless you sign an NDA, but we'll just leave it at that. Michael Martinez, thanks for the $5. To the brief, 10 February 23, I got a phone call. No, I didn't. I actually know people. More information is trickling in after the incident with the Chinese spy baroon. The baroon was part of a fleet that had been used in over 40 countries and 5 different continents across the world and, quote, was capable of conducting signals intelligence, SIGINT, collection operations, end quote. In other words, it was absolutely spying on electronic communications, radar signals, and other signals intelligence sources. It has been reported that it, the totally not spy baroon, was developed by a manufacturer with ties to the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Duh. As mentioned in the previous report covering the baroon, the Pentagon does still insist that these capabilities do not add to the low Earth orbit satellites already possessed by China. More information is expected to emerge after the payload is assessed. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. Because if they find anything super interesting, you'll never know about it. And also, let's just be completely honest. The media, mass media, is owned by 6 individuals globally. And so what's disseminated by Reuters, AP, CNN, etc. is all going to be talking points for an agenda that's their agenda, not your agenda. Some Republicans had a positive reaction to the U.S. response, such as Republican, air quote, Senator Mitt Romney and Democratic Representative Mike Quigley, who gave the government the benefit of the doubt. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Democratic Senator John Tester were critical of the fact that it was ever the spy baroon, totally not spy baroon, was ever allowed into U.S. airspace in the first place. Tester said to defense officials at a hearing covering the incident, quote, "You guys have to help me understand why this baby wasn't taken out long before. And because I'm telling you that this ain't the last time. We've seen brief incursions. Now we've seen a long incursion. What happens next? We don't understand because, quite frankly, we've been briefed in his committee over and over and over again about the risks that China poses because economically and militarily, China tends to push the envelope all the time until a line is set down," end quote. Yes, China gives zero Fs about the United States wagging their finger at them and saying mean words. If you guys don't stop, we're going to sanction your little rubber company that made these military grade totally not spy baroons. To which China goes, "I, whatever." After this incident, any remaining hope that U.S.-China relations would improve has largely fizzled out, at least for now. Not only did China lie about the nature of the incident, saying it was merely a lost totally not spy baroon, civilian rubber baroon, but after it was shot down, Beijing spurned a call from Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, and an upcoming visit from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Also canceled or delayed, depending on who you ask. It's also been reported that the U.S. may now be considering sanctions. China's super duper scared of sanctions on this single company. It's a rubber manufacturing company, Zhuhu Waihan Gaipan or something like that, that manufactured this balloon in cahoots with the People's Liberation Army. The interesting thing about sanctions is, first of all, you know they're coming, so you have time to prepare. Second of all, sanctions tend to rally a populace, right? And like, oh, well, you're not going to give us energy? We'll find energy from somebody else. You're not going to give us food? We'll find food from somebody else. You're not going to buy our stuff? We'll find somebody else to sell it to. Russian sanctions, anybody? Are they hurting them? Maybe. Are they killing them? Absolutely not. In happier news, let's talk about the global economy. It's been reported that so far in 2023, and again, it's been reported, asterisk by who? The six major media outlets owned by six major dudes around the world. Only 724 people here. What did y'all sleep in on Friday morning? What's wrong with you guys? Nobody care about Spyro no more. The Lioness of Judah said over 500 of you need to hit that like button to fight the algo. The Lioness is correct. Take your thumb, tap the thumbs up button. Bing. Two thumbs up. Do it. Garen Clackley's here and he cares. I appreciate you, Garen. In happier news, it's been reported that so far the global economy is stronger than anticipated. As for the U.S. jobs reports, they are revealing that a more optimistic picture may be appearing than many analysts had been dreading. Over 500,000 new jobs were created in December. As we said, Biden talked about that. If you want my opinion on exactly what Biden said at the State of Union address, watch the end of Wednesday's brief.
Okay, Bear.
Over 500,000 new jobs were created in December, and unemployment is very low. Europe's abnormally mild winter has helped the energy predicament there massively. The lifting of China's zero COVID policy boosted consumer spending, and even though grain export concerns still remain, with Ukraine, food security concerns are fading overall. My recommendation here is maybe, just because we got a new report that says things aren't as terrible as they might seem, doesn't mean you necessarily need to take your foot off the accelerator of preparedness. If you don't have your food, your water, your shelter, your commo, your intel, your security, your network figured out yet, keep working. Don't work so much that it robs you of your joy and ruins your life, because preparedness is perpetuating normalcy for the people that we love. That's 10% of your context. Oh no, the economy collapsed. Oh no, Russian warheads on foreheads. Oh no, the Panamanian paratroopers landed three towns over and it's an invasion, man. Oh no, food scarcity, economic collapse, civil unrest, tyranny. Ah, yeah, you should be prepared for that. But also, the implied task is to establish normalcy for the people that you love. You have to establish it before you maintain it. So your 90% day-to-day, everyday context should be, hey, man, do good work. Love your wife. Love your kids. Don't be a scumbag. Worship and fellowship and give praise and give thanks. Thank you, Tarpon Yellow. $100. I appreciate you, man. That's all. That's a clap hand. Thank you, Tarpon Yellow. The implied task is establish normalcy. So don't prep so hard that you ruin your normalcy. You prep to maintain your normalcy that you should be establishing now. Tracking?
Tracking like a tank, Bear.
All right, appreciate you guys. The U.S. consumers are slowly reeling back the rate of their excessive reliance on credit as interest rates continue to rise. That's why interest rates are elevated by the central banks, so that it will slow down the velocity of money. Now, it's done intentionally. It's to ease inflation. Interestingly, U.S. consumers are slowly reeling back the rate of their excessive reliance on credit as interest rates continue to rise. The overall use of credit is still technically growing, but it's not growing as rapidly as before. So that's some bright, sunshiny days for the global economy, which will fall apart if we get a full-blown NATO war in Ukraine, and if the Iranians keep acting stupid, and if the U.S. fights China in Taiwan or around Taiwan or a thousand other things, if Israel and Palestine go super duper hot again, or if Egypt FAFOs, or, you know, pick your poison. Those Canadians up there in the snow rally up with their snow shovels and come across the imaginary border to the north, and they're like, that's it, Wisconsin, we're coming for you. Need that cheese. Like, who knows? It could all fall apart in an instant. From RT.com, yeah, super duper Russian propaganda. Missile strikes reported across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials and media have reported a series of Russian drones and missile attacks targeting the country's critical infrastructure. Several barrages reportedly caused power outages and disrupted train services. So, assuming everything that we're reading here even has a kernel of truth in it, this article illustrates the ongoing attempts by Russians to attack civilian infrastructure. That's important for us to understand because many in the preparedness space are not actually mentally prepared for what it would mean to be without power for an extended period of time. And this might be something that I harp on, but that's because, boys and gerbils, I built a large portion of America's grid. I put up a bunch of wind turbines and solar panels and transmission lines and coal plants and nuclear plants and blah, 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 right? I know like a thimbleful about hydroelectricity. The water makes the turbine turn. The turbine makes the generator turn. The generator makes the magical pixies flow up and down the wires, right? But civilian infrastructure is being legitimately, credibly attacked by the bad guys. Wrap your mind around that, okay? So it's not like, well, if the grid goes down, it's going down. Ooh, yeah, it's going down. The attacks are said to have started early on Friday morning, and air raid warnings have since been activated all over the country, Ukraine. The Ukrainian Air Force, which I think is a whole bunch of paper airplanes with like little bubble gum strapped underneath them to look like bombs. The Ukrainian Air Force Command claimed they intercepted 5 kamikaze drones. I'm going to talk more about drones in a minute. And 5 sea-launched caliber missiles. Valery Zulakhmakh, the commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces, claimed that 2 caliber missiles fired from the Black Sea had crossed the airspace of Romania and Moldova. Moldova's defense ministry reported detecting a missile flying over its territory towards Ukraine, condemning the violation, but would not immediately blame Russia. Yeah, Russia, Moldova, friends, not friends, we don't know. However, its foreign ministry attributed the action to Moscow and said it would urgently summon the Russian ambassador to what? Sternly speak to him and wave your finger at him. The Russian Defense Ministry has so far not commented on the strikes. Ukrenergo, Ukraine's energy operator, stated that several high-voltage sites around the country had been hit. Emergency shutdowns are being implemented to preempt possible damage to the power grid from overload, it reported. Railway operator Ukrauzelnitsia, said the power cuts had forced several trains to be delayed, with some electric locomotives being replaced by backup diesel engines. The administration of Kiev region reported air defense action and urged people to stay in shelters. According to Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of the Ukrainian capital, missile debris damaged a car and the roof of a building. In Kharkov, several strikes hit industrial and infrastructure objects, according to Igor Terekov, the head of the region. Industrial and infrastructure. Well, they would never do that. Industrial and infrastructure targets. And what else were they striking? The grid, and which is having an effect on what? The trains. Why do the trains matter? Because the roads are jacked up and or have tanks on them. And most of the things in that part of the world move on the trains. Supply line. Igor Terekov has warned that residents may experience blackouts and water shortages. That's another thing that the Western world really needs to wrap its head around. When there's no electricity, there's no water. There's also no sewer after a handful of days. There's also no commo for the vast majority of people, or intel for the vast majority of people. So a really good exercise. I've done this on several occasions. Do you have the guts, Bear Nation? This weekend, I encourage you, unless it's a matter of life and limb, unless you live so far up into the snowdrifts that you would die. But if you live in a place where you can do this, or maybe springtime, you're going to run this up. Maybe start thinking about it now. On a Friday, perhaps today, walk over to your main breaker and your electrical panel, your main load center, and flip it off. Just turn it off and don't turn it back on until Sunday evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 72 hours. Can you go 72 hours with your main breaker off? And then Sunday evening, guess what you do? Lessons learned, after action report with your entire family, your MAG, your tribe, your SHTF team, whatever. That's it. 3 days, no power. Just turn it off. Where were the holes in your preps? Where were your gaps? What made you anxious? What could you do better? Sustain, improve, and write it all down. Lessons learned, write it all down. And then 3 months from now, maybe once per quarter, do it again and check your state of readiness, even for 3 days without power. And I hear you. I hear a bunch of you. Well, all the stuff in my freezer is going to unfreeze and I'm going to lose all my food. And what if the kids have a soccer game? Are you prepping for the end of the world or are you not? It's 3 days, bro. It's 72 hours. That's like less than a hurricane or a tornado. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We're just playing at this prepping stuff, right? We're just masturbating. We're just buying stuff online to make us feel good and satisfy our Western need to just buy random stuff and put it in a closet and say, I'm a prepper now. Do it. It's a good exercise. I recommend you do it. The Russian military has been targeting Ukrainian energy infrastructure, which it considers essential for the country's military capabilities. Correct. Since October last year, guess what has a really hard time flowing without electricity as well? Fuel. Moscow stepped up pressure after it accused Kiev of using, quote, terrorist tactics, end quote, and targeting Russian infrastructure, including the Crimean Bridge. Russian investigators said Ukrainian military intelligence had masterminded a bomb attack on the strategic crossing, the Crimean Bridge. The degradation of Ukraine's energy system has forced the introduction of rolling blackouts. Well, that could never happen here. We'll see. Now, from Reuters, one of those six major media companies, do we still have a live stream? We have a live stream. By the way, I guess thanks to the YouTube overlords and the robot police dogs for not schwacking the channel in between Wednesday morning and now so that we could do this brief today. You know how it be. You know how it be. Florida man, prepper, good morning. Good morning, Ranger girl. From Reuters, SpaceX curbed Ukraine's use of Starlink internet for drones, says the company's president. Dateline Washington. SpaceX has taken steps to prevent Ukraine's military from using the company's Starlink satellite internet service for controlling drones in the region, Ukraine, during the country's war with Russia, SpaceX's president said Wednesday. SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet service, which has provided Ukraine's military with broadband communications in its defense against Russian military, quote, was never meant to be weaponized, end quote, said Gwynne Shotwell, SpaceX's president and chief operating officer, during a conference in Washington, D.C. So you're telling me that Intel and data and Commo in a war zone was never meant to be weaponized? To which I would respond, you probably have a bunch of really nice papers framed hanging up in a wall somewhere, and you're probably pretty book smart, but it appears that you might be an idiot when it comes to warfare. You weaponize everything, all of it, whatever will give you a tactical or strategic advantage, all of it, always, all the time. And if you didn't think Commo would be weaponized in a war zone, you're a moron. However, quote, however, Ukrainians have leveraged it, SpaceX, Starlink, in ways that were unintentional and not part of any agreement, she said. I.e. using Starlink to communicate with their drones, which are being used to destroy Russian offensive forces. Speaking later with reporters, Shotwell referred to reports that the Ukrainian military had used Starlink services to control drones. Ukraine has made effective use of unmanned aircraft for spotting enemy positions, targeting long-range fires, and dropping bombs. Russia is doing the same thing. There's drone warfare on both sides. There are things that we can do to limit their ability to do that, she said, referring to Starlink's use with drones. There are things that we can do and have done. Using Starlink with drones went beyond the scope of an agreement SpaceX has with the Ukrainian government, Shotwell said, adding the contract was intended for humanitarian purposes, such as providing broadband internet to hospitals, banks, and families affected by Russia's invasion. Oh, kind of like the $40 billion taxpayer dollars that were sent over there that were intended to arm the Ukrainian military and resistance to fight Russia and instead got washed through a bunch of crypto schemes and sent back to American Democrats? Do you mean to tell me that there is not a high level of trustworthiness in a war zone half a world away? Huh. I'm super surprised. Shotwell, quote, "We know the military is using them for comms." Duh. "And that's okay," she said. "But our intent was never to have them use it for offensive purposes." "You guys can talk to each other, but only defensively. Don't go on the offense." Well, sister, the best defense is a good offense, right? Blah, 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 blah. SpaceX privately shipped truckloads of Starlink terminals to Ukraine, allowing the country's military to communicate by plugging them in and connecting them with the nearly 4,000 satellites SpaceX has launched in the low Earth orbit so far. Blah, 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 blah. SpaceX is run by a bunch of book smart people who are morons that don't understand warfare. Blah, blah, blah. And that's the end of the article, which means that's the end of the brief. 20 minutes. We did good today. 20 minutes. Thank you, Kerry Stennett, for your next cup of coffee, Bear. Appreciate everything you do. Kerry, I appreciate you back. You've been here a long time. And thank you for this cup of coffee. Can you all see it? Plus, I know so many of you love this. You ready? ASMR coffee drinking. You guys are super into that. That's the show for today. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your polite invitation to beat Pete's Skedaddle. Get out of here. Have a blessed day. Shalom. For everybody else, we're going to talk about how to support the show. You're welcome, Tanner Rhodes. You're welcome. Patreon. There's a link in the description to every video and live stream. Thank you, Spartan O-Negative. $5 FJB. Agree. Foxtrot Juliet Bravo. Patreon. $5 hairs. A month. This morning on Patreon was the February Q&A part one. Lots of questions in there like sleep systems and how far away is too far away from people when strategically relocating, etc. You can find that on Patreon. It's $5. Check it out. $5 a month, not per video. And there's an overwhelming amount of content there. Okay. Also, Patreon serves as a fail-safe for if/when YouTube poops in the bed and kicks Bear off the old platform. Cool. I can pivot to Patreon. A lot of people said, but if you don't have a YouTube channel, how will you post links on Patreon for your unlisted videos that are Patreon only? I have a Rumble. I have a Vimeo. I have an Odyssey. I have all these other things. So it'll be okay. Man, Fat Tom said, "Holy crap, Bear, you still got a damn channel. That's freaking awesome. Yo, my brother, you are the man. You have a blessed day." Fat Tom, thank you for the $5. You have a blessed day as well. I appreciate you. Yes, and I do have a channel today. Praise the Most High. If I don't have one tomorrow, come see us on Patreon. $5 hairs per month. RefugeMedical.com. Hey, boys and gerbils, there's a war bee happening, and it's looking like we're going to get more and more and more involved in that war based upon the buying habits of the DOD and the DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, who are customers of ours and who we talk to on a fairly regular basis. They're buying up stuff left and right. I just made an attempt to buy 3 months worth of chest seals because I don't know if I'll be able to get any more. Things be drying up, yo. Just bought 3,000 packages of compressed gauze for y'all. Things of that nature, right? For y'all, because it's getting freaking weird. I'll be the first one to tell you. It's getting a little weird again. It very much so has that feeling of when February 24th, 22 last year, when Russia felt froggy and jumped across the border into Ukraine, and everybody started on this end, started freaking out and buying stuff. That's happening again now, but more so. So indicator for you, I'm letting you know. Tad Van Zant, got a few more extra chest seals after your heads up. Now NAR says they are delaying shipping due to supply. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. Check this out. If it's for sale at Refuge Medical and you click buy now, we'll ship it today because we don't sell stuff. Mr. Camo Good, Camo God, I appreciate you. We don't say that something's in stock unless I have it under my roof. Not it's in the warehouse somewhere or I'm waiting for the truck to show up or whatever. Like I have it. I can physically go touch it. Then we will make it available for sale for you at the website. And we only sell stuff that we have in stock under our roof because I don't like what Tad Van Zant is saying here. Oh, I paid for chest seals at the website and then I got a notification say, hey, we'll ship them when we can. Negative. I don't like that at all. So we don't do that at Refuge Medical. It says in stock, it's in stock. Like the Bear Factory 3.0, in stock, shipping fast, Handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. There are many like it, but this one is mine. 61 lives saved to date. That's correct, RLRL. No peasant shit. See this right here? No peasant shit. Not even a little bit. Zero. None. None. No peasant shit. So if you want a real first aid kit made by real Americans using the best components available on planet Earth, refugemedical.com. Your promo code is Bear Nation for free shipping on everything in the store. It's all HSA, FSA eligible, except apparently KIO3, potassium iodate. That was interesting. So you can't prevent nuclear radiological fallout with your HSA or FSA, but you can buy a first aid kit, a tourniquet, gauze, chest seals, burn dressings, wound care buckets. By the way, gauze is getting, it's getting difficult to get. So the wound care buckets, get them now while you can, because my ability to restock gauze right now is questionable at best. So if you've been wanting a long-term wound care solution, the wound care bucket, get it. Bleeding control kits, those come from North American Rescue. Pricing is going up on those. We were not so politely told. So get them while you can, because the next time I restock them, I have no idea what the price is going to be on those. All this is to say, while supplies last. So refugemedical.com, while supplies last. Bear facts in stock, buckets in stock, BCKs in stock, HSA eligible, FSA eligible. Go there, check it out, get what you need to get. It's Friday, it's payday, do the things, yo. Speaking of, I don't know what's going to be available for how long, refugetraining.com. We are pivoting with our model at refugetraining.com. I don't know how many more public classes I'm going to do, maybe ever. Note I said public classes. I didn't say I'm not going to do more classes. Shalom, Andy Barnes. Love you, bro. I didn't say I'm not going to do more classes. I don't know how many more public classes we're going to do at refugetraining.com. So if you've been wanting to come to class, if you've been saving up your pennies to come to class, I'm telling you point blank, I don't know if I'm going to add another single public class to the calendar this year. So what you got is what you got at refugetraining.com. Okay. Prepper baiting. Nice one, Mud Pies. Hide user on this channel. Peace, Mud Pies. Prepper baiting. To that point, you don't have to buy anything from me. You don't have to buy anything from anybody. In fact, I've encouraged you, if you don't want to hear about how to support the show, jump off, get out of here. Do we make the best first aid kits on the planet? Yep. Is that me saying that? Nope. U.S. Army Special Forces, U.S. Navy SEALs, Recon Marines, Tier 1 guys, thousands of law enforcement officers, 61 people who are still alive because we don't sell cheap Chinesian bullshit. You don't have to buy anything from me, ever. But if you wanted to, you could. It's entirely up to you. I don't like high-pressure sales, actually. I'm just telling you the truth. The truth is, it's getting harder and harder for us to get supplies to make first aid kits. We're trying. Believe me, we're trying. But it's drying up again. The truth is, I'm probably not going to add another public class to refuge training for a hot minute. And so the classes that are there are the classes that are available. If you want a private class, you, your team, your MAG, your tribe, your company, your agency, your organization, your shooting range, your small business, your church, sales at refugetraining.com. But as far as public classes, the logistics of doing public classes, we've trained like 3,000 people across the United States of America in the last couple of years. We put a bunch of miles on, dude, a bunch. And if you want to come to class, refugetraining.com. The classes that are there are what's available. As my brother Saul says, your access to certain trainers is not guaranteed. It's for only a period of time. David Tierney. Training is not HSA eligible, and you can take that up with the HSAs. I've been fighting that fight for 2 years, even though when you come to class, you get, as part of the cost of the class, a kit. Training is not HSA eligible. Until you can get the insurance industry and the healthcare industry to change their ways. Best of luck with that, by the way. That's not going to happen. We've been fighting that for 2 years. Good job, Flatland Homesteader. Paid my truck off 3 years early by working overtime and earning raises for good work done. Praise ya. Good job, dude. So refuge training. Don't be an ass. Come to class. You may never see another class posted publicly again. I might change my mind in 3 months, 6 months, a year. But as of right now, that's the direction we're headed. What you got is what you got. Doesn't mean you shouldn't come. You should. I'd really like to fill up the classes that we have available. So check that out. Grindstone Ministries, online giving, disaster relief, and anti-human trafficking. If you believe in those two things, especially anti-human trafficking, come check us out at grindstoneministries.com. Links in the description for all this stuff, by the way. Caleb House swag, hoodies, long sleeves, t-shirts. You can find that stuff too. And yes, they're expensive because so is anti-human trafficking. It costs upwards of $50,000 to do a single extraction. Like, hey, we found out that these bad people have this good person, like a three-year-old. A three-year-old. Our most recent case is a three-year-old. Mm-hmm. You who harm the least of these, it would be better that a millstone was tied around your neck and you were thrown into the ocean. Yeah. A three-year-old. And I hate everything about this. But I hate knowing that it costs up to $50,000 to get somebody out and looking at the war chest in the banking account going, shit. What are you going to do? You're going to go. We're going to go every time. And the way we're able to go is because of the generous donations of the Bear Nation. We couldn't do this without you. That's just point blank, period, the end, the absolute truth. We'd be dead in the water without you. We've never gotten a dime of funding from anybody else. So thank you. Thank you for trusting us to be diligent, good stewards of your blessings. If you want to pour into that, grindstoneministries.com. Caleb House swag. Saw's swag, the Facts Not Feeling shirt. You can find links to all of that in the description, the proceeds of which go to support the building of Caleb House, which is our juvenile restoration, juvenile human trafficking survivor restoration facility. That means kids who've been being passed around like product by assholes getting raped. It's a safe place to put them back together again forever. However long they need to stay there, they can stay there. That's it. That's the show. Pray for that three-year-old. Pray for that three-year-old. Pray for the 24 other kids we got in our care. And pray that Yah's will be done. And that his revenge would pour out on his enemies. And with that, I love y'all. You have a blessed day. I'm out. Shalom.